The Book of Habakkuk, adapted from the American Standard Version, Chapter 1. The burden which Habakkuk the prophet did see. O Yahweh, how long shall I cry, and you will not hear? I cry out to you of violence, and you will not save. Why do you show me iniquity, and look upon perverseness? For destruction and violence are before me, and there is strife, and contention rises up. Therefore the law declines, and justice does never go forth. For the wicked does compass about the righteous. Therefore justice goes forth perverted. Behold you among the nations, and look and wonder marvelously. For I am working a work in your days, which you will not believe, though it be told you. For lo, I raise up the Chaldeans, that bitter and hasty nation, that march through the breadth of the earth, to possess dwelling places that are not theirs. They are terrible and dreadful. Their judgment and their dignity proceed from themselves. Their horses also are swifter than leopards, and are more fierce than the evening wolves. And their horsemen press proudly on. Yes, their horsemen come from far. They fly as an eagle that hurries to devour. They come all of them for violence. The set of their faces is forwards, and they gather captives as the sand. Yes, he scoffs at kings, and princes are a derision to him. He derides every stronghold, for he heaps up dust and takes it. Then shall he sweep by as a wind, and shall pass over, and be guilty, even he whose might is his Elohim. Are you not from ancient time, O Yahweh, my Elohim, my Holy One? You die not. O Yahweh, you have ordained him for judgment, and you, O Rock, have established him for correction. You that are of purer eyes than to behold evil, that cannot look on perverseness, wherefore look you upon them that deal treacherously, and hold your peace when the wicked swallows up the man that is more righteous than he, and make man as the fishes of the sea, and as the creeping things, and have no ruler over them. He takes up all of them with a hook. He catches them in his net, gathers them in his drag. Therefore he rejoices and is glad. Therefore he sacrifices to his net, and burns incense to his drag, because by them his portion is fat, and his food plenteous. Shall he therefore empty his net, and spare not to slay the nations continually?